On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 26, Mbombela 27, Johannesburg 25 grade.
Some slow-moving traffic out on the N3, that's northbound, as you get to the link on the N12, that's at Galulies.
Die Madlanga Kommissie het sy laaste sitting vir die jaar hervat met die polisieminister Sensom Tonu wat weer eens sy hantering van die taakspan vir politieke moorde sal bespreek. En ons as die Magobo berig.
Slow press Mkhunu on the language in his directive, especially his use of the word immediately and whether it signal a shutdown or a phase process.
One thing I don't think we got to yesterday was an understanding of what process did you anticipate to roll out until the point of disestablishment.
I didn't necessarily work out a detailed process beyond saying what I indicated in the directive.
Mkhunu also explained members were never meant to lose their jobs, but to be placed back into SAPS units with the task team's mandate gradually phased out. Anastasia Mogobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
In ander groot nuus, die Johannesburgse polisie het 'n moordsaak geopen nadat 'n taxi-vereniging beampte in Sandton doodgeskiet is. Die voorval het gisterand plaasgevind, polisiewoordvoerder Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased together with another male were at a parking lot in Woodmead when they were approached by two males who fired shots at them using automatic rifles. It is suspected that the killing is related to an ongoing fight between taxi associations in Alexandra.
Die Gauteng Paaie en Vervoer Departement moedig padverbruikers aan om oor die feesseisoen veilige keuses te maak en verantwoordelik te bestuur. Die departement het gister die Gautengse feestyd padveiligheidsveldtog in Diepsloot bekend gestel, woordvoerder Lisie Bimpia.
We have actually observed that pedestrians do not utilize those facilities that the government is making a provision of. Instead, they are still crossing dangerous roads, which they would have called for in their IDPs that at least there should be a pedestrian bridge. So we've taken note that there's much more that needs to be done in terms of compliance.
Nog nes uit die buitenland. Die Amerikaanse Weermag het nog 'n dodelike aanval in die suidelike Stille Oseaan uitgevoer op 'n boot wat vermoedelik onwettige dwelms vervoer het. 4 mense is in die aanval dood. Die Weermag het sedert September 22 aanvalle uitgevoer. En teen slotte SA Rugby het so pas aangekondig dat Rassie Erasmus sy Springbok kontrak verleng het. Dit beteken dat die afrigter wat die dubbele rugby wêreldbeker gewen het, by die Bokke sal aanbly tot na die 2031 rugby wêreldbeker in die VSA. Meer hieroor op jacarandafm.com, klik op nuus. Action al September, meer nuus om 1 uur.